Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Y'all, what's up, people? Happy Friday. This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the early show right here on EOTMRadio.com, TGIF, y'all. Hey, it's Friday. I'm excited. I hope you are, too. Hope all has been positive light, emitting just positive light only and squashing those nasty hater bugs. Hate those things. And I call them hater bugs, yeah. And I got a funny for y'all. Okay, so here's a funny. I was at the grocery store today. I was minding my own business, pushing my shopping cart in West Hollywood. It's like all the other people. I was in Wells, and I found myself, actually, I didn't even find myself. People found me doing this. I found myself singing Gangnam Style. It was crazy. It was fun. It was cool. It was so contagious. I'm telling y'all, I had almost the entire Ralph in West Hollywood off of La Brea singing with me. It was crazy. It was like the making of a video or something. I don't know. It was good time at Ralph's, and they did not pay me to say that. So I don't know if that makes me a great business person like Mitt Romney or you know, someone like McCain. Or I don't know what that makes me. You know, me promoting Ralph's Grocery Store and all of this stuff right here on EOTMRadio.com. But whatever, I had a great Friday. I hope your Friday was great as well. I think I shared my story on Facebook. And if you're on Twitter, it will be great for us to connect with each other, right? Yeah, it will be great. It will be awesome. So if you can follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle, I'm so cool, it's EOTMPR. So, yeah, follow me and tweet something, and then I'll follow you back. I promise. And considering I'm still geared and happy and fired up and stuff from my video over at the Wild South of La Brea in West Hollywood, I'm going to give you guys a taste of what I was feeling, and you tell me what it does for you. Hold tight, y'all. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah, before we go to song break, I want to talk a little bit about the guest we have coming up shortly. We'll be speaking with hip-hop singer, songwriter, rapper Andre Foster. And we'll be playing some really great, great music with some other hot indie artists from across the globe. So make sure y'all stay with me and tweet me and all of this stuff. Like I said, I promise I'll tweet you back. So be right back, y'all. We're going to I'm gonna let y'all feel what I was feeling today at Raps, okay? You tell me what you think. But this is definitely the thing right here. I love it. Check it out.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자.
터져버리는 선어해
그런 선어해
아름다워 유명한 강남스타일. 강남스타일. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남스타일. 강남스타일. 옵, 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 옵. 오빤 강남스타일.
Girl Carla D on a Friday night doing some Gangnam Style type stuff, Taibo and everything. I'm just kidding. But yeah, hope y'all enjoyed that jam. It was so long. I just couldn't keep that thing playing. That was getting a little bit irritating because, I mean, what are they really saying? You know, I mean, I need to do a translation on it because I don't know what they're saying. But as I said at the top of the show, I was in routes and I was singing that song, Open Gangnam Style. You know, it was really funny. But anyway, we got that on video tape and we'll be uploading that shortly so you can see me and all of these other shoppers at Ralph's. We were singing that song, Open Condom Style, in Ralph's, pushing our carts, doing flips and cartwheels and stuff. Mocha D, you should have been there, girl. But before I see my girl Mocha D, hey, girlfriend, I'm going to bring you on in a minute. But before I do, I want to definitely get some radio play to some great indie artists that are doing some awesome, awesome things across the country. I've been receiving so much music, y'all. It's been phenomenal. And it's not just so much music. It's been so much good music for a change. I'm like, wow, that's what's up. So I'm going to play a couple jams from some hot new indie artists. They're pop, hip-hop, soft rock type music. The first song I want to play, it is called Glow in the Dark. So you know I like that just from the title. It's just Open Condom Style. It has that kind of ring to it. But anyway, it's called Glow in the Dark. It's by Andrew Chase. I want y'all to do me a favor. I want you to listen to this track, and then I want you to call in. As a matter of fact, Mocha D, you're going to be the first one I bring aboard. But I want you guys to let me know if this track is a hit or if it's a miss, okay? So let me know what y'all think. It's called Glow in the Dark. I like the title. It's called Glow in the Dark. It's by Andrew Chase. Check it out, y'all. And then call in at 718-664-6543. 718-664-6543. Check out Glow in the Dark by Andrew Chase.
Sexy, cause I know the ropes. I bet you're feeling like you overdosed. Popping these bottles over by the phone. But is there somewhere we could be alone? Turn up the music when the lights go down. Turn up the music cause we run this town. Turn up the music cause we like it loud. Turn up the music, let's get crazy now.
Okay, that track right there was titled Glow in the Dark by Andrew Chase, and you can find out more about this artist by visiting him online. You can find him at www.achasemusic.com. That's A as in Apple, Chase, like Chase Bank, music.com, achasemusic.com. And then he's on Twitter also. under achase_music, and I'll be sure to follow you. Definitely some, I like the track. It started off like dancey. It ended that way too, so I can see myself glowing in the dark and stuff at a club. What about you, Moby D? What do you think about that track?
I think it was the business. I like it. I like it. I was up here doing some kind of dance.
Yeah, I can see myself at a club glowing in the dark with my trance beads on, you know, glowing in the dark with my little thingy, you know, shaking it in the air and glowing and glowing in the dark listening to Andrew Chase. Yeah. No, I think I like
That's
it too.
Right. What's up, Colin? Mocha D is in the house.
Yes, she is. Mocha D is in the building.
It's in the freaking building, and I'm loving it.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, you be doing it. You be doing it. Let me first say welcome back home from New York City, you know. So, traveling with
I'm so happy about it. You know, the New York drivers are retarded. I thought L.A. drivers were crazy. New York drivers are retarded. And I'm going to give my listeners just a piece of something just so they can really feel me. If you've never been in New York, this is what you're missing. New York is such a fast city. It's like the only thing that's missing when you're in Manhattan just standing there on Times Square, the only thing that's missing is cars flying in the sky. That's the only thing that's missing. And it looks weird because it's not cars flying in the sky. You know, it's like that Jetson-type city in New York and Manhattan is like that. It's too fast for me, Mocha D. Mm. It is extremely too fast for me, girlfriend, I tell you.
I went to New York, me and Tiffany went to New York. I remember. You know, we met up with Puff Daddy, and we had a ball. I mean, you were absolutely right. I thought you were going to say the only thing you knew from New York was Godzilla. But
You know how he was. That's too, Mocha D.
You know, he was on the Empire State Building up there, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, it was crazy. The first time I went to New York, it was so crazy because we're walking in the streets, right?
Right.
And
uh-huh.
It was so tight, you're actually squeezing through the cabs, just like television. And the guy was walking past, and he hits his hands. He said, "Hey, we're driving here." And it was so funny.
Wow.
He got out of his car and went around and hit the top of a cab and said, "Hey, we're driving here."
Girl, wow.
I thought I was going to die, right? It was hilarious. But anyway, what's up, Dollar B?
Girl, it's all you, and I'm happy that you chimed in, girl. I don't know if you was here at the top of the show. I was sharing with the listeners what happened to me in Ralph today. I was actually in Ralph's of West Hollywood with my little shopping cart, you know, getting a couple things, and I started singing this song, "Open Condoms Now," and it just came out. I was singing it, and next thing I know, everybody in Ralph's was singing it.
I heard the beginning of the show. I'm sure I set the clock to get on your show tonight because I've been missing your shows, and I know. It's for so many reasons I want to tune in to your show. It's a learning thing. It's just information, and it's just so much enjoyment. It's exciting. I love it. You know, and you know
well,
who else I got to give? Hey, I got to give kudos all day long to D'Angelo because I tune into his show all, you know, periodically, and you did the darn thing. When you brought that one on board, you did the darn thing. So.
D'Angelo he's doing some awesome things. I want to really quick. Definitely. Hold tight, Mocha D. Don't go anywhere. I do want you to share with my listeners what's going on, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, October the 30th. You and Sweet Tea will be back here on EOTMRadio.com for your new show. Not new show, but, you know, you guys are talking about an important topic. So I definitely want you to hold tight if you can with me because I want you to share that. You know what I'm saying? You do your own promo thing. We're going
to
do that promo thing for you
to
hold tight. Yeah. So what I want to do really quick, y'all, is we're going to take a really quick commercial break. We'll come right back with tonight's guest, Andre Foster. Hold tight, and we'll be back. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger said it, baby, we'll be back. Hold tight.
That's right.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR as we heal.
We will always be around. We can always be found at the next lockdown. So you'll always have it on. We got the BJs. They can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
To EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM got it going on.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, y'all, to the E-Buzz with your girl, Carla B., holding that Friday night early show, holding it down with you guys tonight. We always have a fun, exciting show. And next guest coming up is a multifaceted singer. He's a rapper, a lyricist, besides doing some really great things. He is the leader of the movement known as Great Product. Let me say that again. He's a leader, the leader of the movement known as Great Product. That right there, you know, that immense greatness right there. Great Product includes fellow rappers Bone, Mr. 90%, and Payday. They're under the label of Dark Knight Records. And with that, I want to bring Andre Foster. Andre Foster, you're live on the
E-Buzz.
What's good
with you? Same old thing. Just, you know, everyday grinding, trying to make this music thing happen, trying to get noticed. That's just the basics of it.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, first time guest here on EOTM Radio on my E-Buzz show. This is I'm Carla B. So with that, I want to definitely welcome you again to the E-Buzz.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No
How
problem.
You
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. With, well, considering, you know, internet radio is global and is definitely a beautiful thing, but for whatever reason, you know, for the listeners out there that may not have heard of you, Andre Foster, maybe they're living underneath a rock or something like that, but that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But go ahead and enlighten their minds, if you will.
Well, just giving a brief introduction, you know, I am Andre Foster, a.k.a. Mr. President Dreski, the king of Great Product, the movement, you know, not the way of person, just the way of life. You know, that's the way we think about it. Everything we do is a Great Product state of mind. You know, the Great Product is basically just about, you know, a place that everybody can call home, you know, because too many times I see people just out here doing things that ain't meant for them. You know what I mean? They doing these jobs out here that they don't love, and they really not doing it to the greatest of their potential. So, you know, Great Product is a place where you can just really find yourself, you know, and whatever it is that you feel is your calling, then I support that. You know, I'm not supporting anybody out here just doing something because they pay the bills. You know what I mean? I'm a person that just do what I do regardless of the wins and losses. I mean, I love this music, so that's what I choose to do. And for me, Great Product is my music and everything that I bring in that way, in that standpoint. But Great Product is an open door for everybody to bring whatever it is, whether it's tying shoes, shining shoes, doing hair, whatever it is, that's just what it is. We open the doors, Great Product, to everybody.
Okay. So under the, I guess, the Great Product umbrella is not just music, it's a little bit of everything. Is that what
right,
you were
right,
saying?
Yeah, right. I'm a multi-talented person. You know, I got a lot of businesses up under the Great Product umbrella. You know, we do electrical work, drywall work. You know, it's a lot of other things.
Right.
Moving companies and all that. So, but my personal thing that I bring is strictly music, you know, because that's where my heart is at, is for the music.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, so tell us, you know, I mean, in regards to music, and I guess you have a team of people that's behind you as far as the other fellow rappers and things of that sort. I mean, how did you guys come about?
Well, really, you know, it started, you know, just as some young kids started back as, you know, teenagers. I came up doing music, you know, raised with my grandma, so I came up in the church, just like every typical singer, I feel. But, you know, just being out here in the streets and going through life, you know, I had to define myself. And one time when I was incarcerated, you know, I finally decided I was going to take it serious. and I started putting things on paper and came out and started recording. That was back in, like, I've really been going hard since about 2003. And we did a couple of shows, and, you know, we started out as a group. You know, it was a great product group. I teamed up with my brother, which is Bone, and 90%, but, you know, and another guy. But it didn't really fall through like we wanted it to. We had too many egos to deal with. And so we broke off, and we kind of lay low for a while, and then I ran into my manager, Dave Lucas. I met him, and he heard some of my music and decided he wanted to deal with me ASAP. So, you know, we've been going strong since. We shot a video for a track that he did called Someday. You can find that on YouTube. It's called Someday, Dark Knight Records, Dre Ski. And we've been going. So now I just put out a new single called Notice Me. I don't know if you got that yet, but I'm sure you will have it if you don't.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's definitely what's up. Well, good looking out. I know that I actually got your information from the CEO of Dark Knight, Dave Lucas. That's actually my cousin, so you definitely got to shout him out. He's doing some great, great things. He's always on his grind doing some stuff, so I wanted to definitely give him a shout out. And what I want to do really quick, Andre, is play a track that was sent. It is Somebody Noticed Me. So we'll play that. Andre, we'll bring you back on. We'll talk about that for a bit. So hold tight, okay?
Okay.
All right, check it out.
sometimes I feel the pain for those who left me. Burdened and alone with no home, ain't no pain to come. Fighting through the storm cause I belong where the angels from. Friends done deserted me, girl done left me. I won't go to church though, God won't bless me. Set my soul on fire,
hey, my flesh so cold.
Fighting more, I ain't quiet shit, the less I know. So help, I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm in the ocean deep, my chance of survival is getting slim, somebody knows. I'm hanging on by a thread, I'm in the ocean deep, my chance of survival is getting slim, somebody knows.
Y'all, and welcome back to the E-Buzz with your girl, Carla B. That promo that you just heard, that was by Ron Anthony and Classic City Records. That was one of our 2012 EOTM Radio Classic City Records promo. So that's what that was. So I definitely want to pay homage to Ron Anthony out of Atlanta and Classic City Records out of Athens for putting that together. And then right before that, we featured Andre Foster, who's our featured guest tonight, with his track. So welcome back, Andre Foster and Mocha D. You are back as well. Andre, what's up with you?
What's going on, baby?
I love the track. I love the music. That was definitely hot. You're doing some great, great things. Well, tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind that track.
I mean, you know, basically the inspiration behind that track is the inspiration behind all my tracks. I mean, I do lifestyle music, just, you know, basically what I'm going through in my life. You know, I mean, I'm not one of those type of artists that talk about things that I'm not going through or things that I don't know about. You know, I pride myself in just really just speaking on just straight passionate subjects, you know, the things that come straight from the heart, you know. That particular song, you know, when my manager, David Lucas, once again the CEO of Dark Knight Records, when he passed me that track, that song really just came out on this. I wrote that song in like 10 minutes, you know, and I wanted to record it ASAP. We went down to the studio, we recorded it, he got it mixed down, and we just been going with it there. That song in particular, just, it means a lot because it's all truth, you know, just in the way that I'm going.
Okay.
On, you know? So,
right.
Just speaking on with the situation with the kids and just, you know, how I'm going through life. I mean, that's how all my music is, you know. I mean, I started out, you know, when it started out, if you go back to dated, just earlier songs, and I talked about what I was going through as far as just being, just, you know, the average guy coming out of a poor neighborhood. You know, I deal with what poor kids do, trying to get money, you know.
Right.
So starting off, you know, my music is about, you know, the negative things as far as that part of just what, how I was living. But, you know, as I've grown and I'm matured, and I mean, I speak on different things, because now, you know, my kids are listening to my music, so. You know, I pride myself in the things that I talk about, and it's honest. You know, it's honestly,
right.
I'm not trying to put a show on, you know, and just and bait people's heads up to believe anything I'm not a part of. You know, if I'm touching it, then it's official.
Right. So, quick question to you: considering you are an artist, and then most of these, just so you know, you're unmuted as well, so you can definitely chime in. We got a few more minutes, but I definitely want to ask you this: considering, you know, the music that they play on mainstream radio today, you know, it's the same old type of music. What are your thoughts on what's being played on mainstream stations, and then and how difficult it may be for up and coming artists to be able to tackle that whole big business right there?
I mean, in my opinion, it's just, you know, it's so, you know, fake, you know, and the music that's being made now, you know, and they putting out, it's not authentic. It's the same old thing. And to me, it's a negative energy, you know, because now, you know, being is how, looking at the big influence that music has on the world, and especially our kids, you know, what we hear on the radio plays a big part in the lifestyle that we see our children choose to lead, you know. So now being an independent artist and the things that I talk about and the way that I come across, it's harder for me because people not really, you know, it's a small circle of people that really want to hear lyrics and what somebody's talking about and hear the truth music. All the people I'm hearing now, they just want to hear about balling and flashy lifestyles and everything's all good and shoot them up, bang, bang, you know. And for me, that lifestyle is just not what I'm trying to promote for my kids.
Right, that's a great thing.
You know, my whole thing is just to promote something positive for the people that's coming after me, you know, just to try and take music back to something that's real, you know, something that's positive, that will uplift our community and just the world as a whole.
Right. Well, hopefully you'll get the opportunity to be able to do that. Some great stuff. At least that track right there that we're listening to, definitely feel free to continue to sing your music in. You know, we'll definitely check it out. If we like it, we'll definitely give it some continuous radio play. I know that track that we just featured of yours, it'll definitely stay in rotation, at least on my shows under the network. If you have not, Andre, already visited the EOTMradio.com page, make sure you do so and like it, and then also subscribe to receive alerts. You can get alerts to the different shows, and there's about 25 different radio shows under the EOTM Radio Network, so some good shows and then some possibilities of you getting your music featured on other shows as well. Before I let you go, I want to definitely give you some time to be able to share any kind of upcoming projects, and then, of course, share with our listeners as to where they can find you.
Okay. Well, you know, first off, you can always find me. You can check my Facebook page. It's Andre Foster. It's simple and plain. Just Andre Foster. Type in Andre Foster. You'll find me. Reverb Nation is reverbnation.com/Dreski. You can find a couple more songs that I have out up there. As far as upcoming projects, right now we're putting the album together and get ready to go with that, because we're an independent company, so we're not, you know, we're just trying to get out here and just get the music in the streets and get noticed, you know, just get a bigger buzz going, because I got a nice little buzz going right now, but I'm trying to expand and grow. So I mean,
okay, cool.
Anybody,
are you on Twitter?
Actually, no, I'm not on Twitter. I have not joined Twitter. That's crazy. But I have a Twitter account, but I don't see a lot of my pages I do not use personally. I got people that run my account. So one of the guys who activated a Twitter account, he's no longer a part of my group. So I just really gonna find a fill in for that, because I really just don't personally run these things. I be busy. I be doing so much, so I don't have a lot of time to click in. I just visit a few pages and respond to some of the messages that I get.
Okay. What's up?
I'm speaking to Logan D right now, Andre. How you doing?
I'm good. How you?
I can't complain, man. You know, I haven't heard you speak about one particular thing, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a woman of God, man. While that song was playing, man, I saw you doing a movie. I saw it in a movie, man. I saw your song being in a movie. It was a really good movie, and they were was playing that song, man. So, you know, God just showed me why that song was playing. You're going to do some real big things with it. So I just want to tell you, God bless you, man. And I see it's happening for you, and it's going to keep happening. Unlimited is the sky for you. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you know that from that song. I really do. That's always positive here. I'm glad to hear that somebody can appreciate, you know, what I'm doing. I mean, like I said, it's real. You know, I'm not talking about nothing that's not a part of me. You know, I mean, and like I said, just like I said in that first verse, I do this music from my heart. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's passionate. Every song that I do is full of passion. You know, I specialize in pain music because, you know, I go through so many hard times, you know, just from out here in Georgia. You know, we got a lot of hard times. I suffer, you know, I was a victim of the flood back in 2009. I lost everything I had, you know, so I just been rebuilding, you know, that put a hold on a lot of things. So now, you know, I got with a nice manager, you know, Dave, he heard my music. He liked what he heard, and we've been making moves ever since, you know. So
okay.
Right, we trying to get it out here. Like I said, you know, see, now I'm old enough, you know, I'm at a stage in my life to where I can actually handle, you know, business and not be, I know, because I was immature. I was very immature. I was
well, good
immature.
For you. Yeah, good for you. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll definitely keep that one track in rotation and definitely, you know, stay connected with us, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That was and Andre Foster. Did his thing. Great. Oh, before you leave, one thing I want to ask you, Andre, considering the 2012 elections are coming up, and have you been following the debate, the presidential debate?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay. So, I mean, what are your thoughts, just really quickly in about 60 seconds in regards to Mitt Romney and Obama?
My thoughts are, you know, we knew that the first time when we put Obama in office that things were not going to be fixed.
Who is we? Who is we? You mean, who?
We as a nation, as the United States knew that, you know.
Everybody didn't think that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like it was obvious. You know, the hole that we were in, you know, I mean, it was not going to be fixed immediately. You know, all things take time. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, if we be patient.
Oh, so you're an Obama supporter. You're an Obama supporter?
I am an Obama supporter. You know, I feel like it's a lot of credit. You know, it's a lot of things that are trying to keep us down and hold him back, you know, as an individual. But I think that we need to go ahead and give him one more chance and let him go ahead and finish what he started. I'm Obama all the way. I mean, you know, everybody got their reasons for why they may vote for whoever, and I respect that. But my personal endorsement goes to Obama.
Okay. So quick question for you, because we've been I follow the debates. I've been a big, you know, big in politics for years now. But and I'm an African-American woman. And a question for you, and this is what I ask everybody that come across my stage of my show. What do you feel that blacks have a obligation to vote for President Obama because he's black? And if a black person doesn't vote for President Obama, you know, they get so much backlash. I just don't think that's necessarily fair. But what are your thoughts on black?
I do not feel, as an African American myself, I do not feel that we are obligated to vote for Obama. You know, I feel like that each individual needs to really look at their personal situation and whether they really feel is beneficial to their family and their growth in this world and make their decision based on that. I mean, I think that if they pay close attention to the things that are being said by both candidates, you know, I mean, honestly, I feel like that Obama is the best candidate this year. You know,
yes,
this term,
I definitely agree.
Right. You know, I'm not saying that somebody may not come in later and do, you know, something more miraculous than what he's going to do. But at this stage, the candidate that we have to choose from, Obama would be the best.
And it's unfortunate that you have to choose between Obama and Mitt, because in my opinion, you know, and I voted for Obama in the first term, Andre, but, you know, you know, all politicians are liars across the board, period. It is what it is. But I agree as far as the best one out of those two. We can't bring Mitt Romney in, especially after what's going on right now with Bain Company, you know, and he's talking about he's bringing so many millions of jobs back for, you know, to the U.S. and that they're outsourcing. Bain Company right now are outsourcing thousands of jobs to the Chinese today,
if that's going on right now. So it's crazy. So we definitely can't bring Mitt Romney in. But anyway, thank you so, so much, Andre. Mokadi, really quick, did you want to chime in on that? We got about two minutes for you to chime in if you wanted to.
I certainly do. You know what? I have problems with Andre and Carla B. I got a problem with black people saying that they're not going to vote for Obama simply because they expect people expect them to vote for because they're black. You know what I'm trying to say? I've had friends that told me, well, I'm not going to vote for him because just because I'm black, you think I should vote for him, so I'm not going to vote. Very anal mentality, you know what I mean? I'm going to put it like this. I perhaps will not vote for Obama. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. I don't think Obama stuck to some things that he said. See, you said he has to continue what he started, but what you got to understand is Obama is continuing what the Bush Administration Act started. So that hasn't stopped. And someone needs to come in and stop what was started even before Obama. That's my opinion.
And it would be great if we had somebody else besides Mitt Romney to choose from, but consider we don't. And my thing is this, when it comes to voting, you know, I'm all for making our voice heard so we got to vote, because at one point I was saying, I'm not going to vote, but I have to vote. You know what I'm saying? So, unfortunately.
They always say, I don't know. I don't vote. My vote don't matter. And that's just the biggest misconception. For anyone who thinks that their vote don't count. You know, that's what we have.
Right.
That's what we have this election for. You know, you count.
Yes.
Everybody must know that, you know, in the individual, just for your own peace of mind, you know, to say, try to go for what
exactly.
I believe in.
I agree. Thank you so much, Andre. And if you don't mind what I'm going to do, one second, Mokadi. If you don't mind, Andre, I'll be hitting you up because I actually have a show scheduled for about next Friday, actually, and we're doing a debate. I would love to have you on the panel. So if you're available, definitely. You know, call in. I'll shoot you the information just in case you are available. We'd love to have you.
I will be available. No problem. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's kind of ridiculous to say that the politicians and everybody is dishonest and yet say our votes count. The bottom line is whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it, and there's nothing that you can do about it. I'm just going to vote because I've got an ability to do it. But do I believe that it's really going to make a difference? Well, let's talk about them stealing those votes and getting other people in the office. Did it make a difference? If they want him to be in office, he's going to be in office. It's already a plan. It's already a played out plan.
Yeah. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Thanks so much for that, Mokadi. You know I'm going to have you on the panel, too, because I love, you know, the way you think. Hold tight, y'all. We'll take a quick commercial break again. Andre Foster, thanks so much for chiming in. Hold tight, y'all. We'll be right back.
All right.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Maid, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yes, sir. Gotta rep the Dirty South. I love the way he says that. Classic City Records. Anyway, y'all, this is your girl, Carla B. You tuned in to the E-Buzz right here on EOTMRadio.com. We just actually closed up our interview with Andre Foster, multifaceted singer, rapper, lyricist out of Atlanta, doing some great, great things. Definitely can find information as to all of his links and Facebooks and all that good stuff by visiting EOTMRadio.com. All his stuff is there, as well as his management information, just in case you wanted to interview him as well on your show. So make sure you check it out. I want to, as I said at the top of the hour, we've been featuring some of the hottest indie artists across the planet. And a little bit earlier today, we played a track by Andre Chase titled, titled? It's coming to me. I'm getting old and stuff. But that track of that song is definitely coming. Oh, it was Glowing in the Dark. As me and Mokadi were talking about that and how we were dancing and just glowing in the dark and stuff. We'll feature that again before we close out the show. But I want to play this song. I love it. I simply loved it when I heard it today. It's by, and I hope I'm saying his name right. It's, the guy's name is Jafizi, I think. Jafizi. This title is What's Good. I love it. Mocha D, listeners, check this out. And I want you to call in and let me know what you think of it. 718-664-6543. This is Jafizi, What's Good. Check it out.
What's good, baby? What's good, baby? Can I call you sometime? Hey, pretty lady, why you looking so fine? Here's my number, baby, drop me.
And take this dance and put your trust in me. We don't have to rush. We gotta take our time, take it slow, move with it slow. Only time will tell, so let me show you weekend trips. You and me, shopping sprees at Tiffany's, flying first class overseas. Treat you like the queen that you are. So let's talk, let's get to know each other. You never know where this will lead. This might just be forever.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B. Thanks for staying tight, holding tight with me right here on the eBuzz on EOTMRadio.com. That track right there is titled What's Good by Jafizi. I was feeling that track. Well, what about you, Mocha D? I was feeling it.
Oh, man, that was really smooth. I can step to it or I can just do a slow move. That was good. It was good.
Yeah, I think so, too. He did that.
Yeah.
He did that. Y'all can check out Jafizi on Reverb Nation. Jafizi, Jafeezie. Check him out. He's doing some great things. And I got an extra special surprise for the ladies that like that track because we got Jafizi on the line with us. What's good with you?
What's good? What's good?
That was a good show. Let's talk about that. Were you thinking about me when you were writing that track? Tell the truth now. Tell the world. We want to know.
Thanks. Wow, I wrote that.
Just kidding.
I wrote that. I wrote that song about a young lady that I'm dating right now, and actually sent me the track. And when he sent me the track, I was feeling it, but then she just, like, put the icing on it. And I actually wrote that in, like, 30 minutes and took it to the studio and recorded it in, like, an hour. So that's
wow.
how that turned out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely great, great track. Love it. I'm going to have to keep that one in rotation. That's like a late night slow jam. You know?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I hope that track is the one, you know, because I was listening to the other artist you was talking to, and you said something about the difference, the mainstream music. Is my thing is I just want to bring back that music that makes you feel good, you know, and, you
yeah.
know, that's my thing. That's what I'm more on that vibe right now.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
yeah, that's me.
That's what's up. So I know I mentioned your Reverb Nation, but if you have a Twitter, you can go ahead and shout that out right now, and then any other contact information, just in case somebody's listening, they want to connect with you.
I'm on Twitter at, let's see, it's been so long. It's either Forever J Feezy or J Feezy Forever.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter. And I'm up under I'm on Facebook up under J Feezy.
Okay,
and
cool. I saw you
know,
under J Feezy Forever.
You can just Google me, and I'm all over the internet. I also have two other albums out. I'm on CD Baby, Rhapsody,
okay.
iTunes, everything. But that song hasn't been officially released to iTunes yet, so it'll be probably a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work. Mogadi, did you want to say anything about that track? I think I still got Mogadi on. Let's see. We still got Mogadi. I'm not for sure,
oh, yeah.
but it's... Okay,
Mogadi,
I'm
definitely
30 seconds. Do you
want to
say something about that track really quick?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I loved it, man, and I'm looking forward to hearing some more of your things. Please come back on the show. I got to have you on my show, Smooth,
yeah.
I say with Mogadi. That's right.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
I'll get his contact information for you, Mogadi, and give it to you so you can talk to him about that, and then definitely just easy. Got to get an exclusive with you on my show as well. So we'll be in contact.
Okay.
Keep up the great work. Before we let you go, though, considering the 2012 presidential debate is coming up, I don't necessarily, you know, care who you're voting for, but just want to know what you think about the debates, the last two debates, Romney and Obama.
I watched both of them, and the first debate I kind of thought Obama fell off a little bit and Romney had him, but the second one, Obama came back. And
right.
my personal view is I was listening to what Michael B said, and she's right. You know, Obama came in at a point to where, you know, everything was messed up and everything,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, things are still kind of messed up. The economy has came up a little bit, but if you want to know who I would vote for, I would say Obama because he is the best candidate right now, because I did some research
right.
on Mitt Romney, and I'm not defending Romney right now. Now, if there was some
right,
other candidate
right.
that had better qualities and had a better track record than Obama, then that would be my choice. But let me get this
right.
straight and clear for everybody here. I'm not voting for Obama just because he's black. I'm
yeah.
going to put that out there. A lot of people
right,
have said
right.
that's the reason why, because he's a black president. I vote for whatever
right.
candidate has the best qualities at the time.
Right,
so
right,
that's,
right.
That's my official. That's my official. I'm
right.
voting for Obama.
Right, right. That's what's up. Yeah, I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. I just don't agree with those folks that vote for him just solely because he's black. I definitely don't agree with that. And I said, I'm an African-American woman. If I choose to vote for Mitt Romney, that's my choice. At the beginning of the election, you know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know exactly what, because I voted Obama in the first term. I wasn't really happy with what has transpired these last 4 years. But definitely, we cannot let Mitt Romney win, period.
Yeah.
This guy,
yeah.
every time he gets on TV, it really shows us more and more why we can't. So,
Well, you know, I'm just say this. I know my time is short. When you look at what Obama came into and where he has progress, yeah, a lot of things he said that he was going to do, he hasn't done it. But I think that as far as economy-wise, job-wise, we have came a long way since Bush has came out of office. Now, yeah, it's not gonna be an overnight process. It hasn't been. But as far as the economy and moving money through the economy, as working people and everything has become a lot better. So, I mean, I'm interested to see if he do get elected, what he's going to do the next 4 years. I am very interested in that, but I have seen it. I have seen the progress. It hasn't been what most people say they want to see, but not everything happened. Yeah. Rome wasn't built in one night, in one day.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. That's what's up. Thanks for that. I want to definitely let the listeners know you can go, well, number one, before you exit our radio page, EOTMradio.com, make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. And then like our lectures and all that good stuff, you want to subscribe to receive alerts. You definitely want to do that. But also, I recommend you to visit our blog site, www.eotmblog.com. We dedicated, oh my God, so many hours on writing on this 2012 presidential election, but not even the 2012. We wrote about the 2008 as well. But we have transcripts and just all the different, the fact checks from the past couple of debates. So you could definitely visit eotmblog.com. And click on, go into the categories and then click on EOTM Politics. All of our articles on the campaign 2012 is right there. One in particular that I want you guys to check out is titled Second Presidential Debate, Fact Check of Key Points. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're following the debate, but they really don't know the issues. And they don't really understand as far as the fact checks of key points. Make sure you check that out. You don't want to just vote. You want to understand exactly what the issues are and what President Obama is trying to push, his agenda, as well as Mitt Romney. So knowledge is power, y'all. My time is up, unfortunately. I wish I could go another 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90, but I got to go. Make sure, Amoka D, really quick, you're still here. You got a show coming up on the 30th. Go ahead and shout that out.
That's right. I got a show coming up. I've merged with Sweet Sassy Tea, so October the 30th, 7 p.m., call in, EOTM, 718-664-6543. We got something that everybody should talk about, everybody should know about, and everybody should listen to. So call in October the 30th, 7 p.m. Mocha D,
okay,
in the building, call it, please. Much love.
Thank you, Mocha D. Thanks for coming in. Thank you, Jeff Feezy. Peace out, y'all. I'm out.
Yep.
Because I know the ropes. I bet you're feeling like you overdosed. Popping these bottles over by the phone. But is there somewhere we could be alone? Turn up the music when the lights go down. Turn up the music cause we run this town. Turn up the music cause we like it loud. Turn up the music, let's get crazy now.
entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.